Not only that, they could not take their books with them. That is the basis of the great Bodleian Library, which exists in Oxford University. At Oxford University, the Bodleian Library has one of the largest collections of Jewish, priceless Jewish manuscripts from the Middle Ages. Some say the original copy of Rashi is there. We don't know if it's the original copy, but it's one of the oldest copies of Rashi. Because the Rashi's students came to England, the Balei Tosfos came to England, copies of the Talmud, all sorts of tremendous manuscripts, and only in the last 150 years have Jewish scholars had access to it, and it's a non-ending treasure trove. There is no end to what is there in the library at Oxford. Now, you will remember that the Jews were thrown out of England three times. They'll be thrown out again in the 14th century, and then Oliver Cromwell will throw them out in the revolution against the royalists in the 1600s. Every time they left, their books remained. And therefore, that is one of the reasons why it has such a tremendous library. The three greatest Jewish libraries in the world are A, the Vatican, B, Bodleian Library in Oxford, and C, the Hermitage in Leningrad. All of which were acquired by the same method of simply despoiling Jewish property and taking it away. But at least as far as Bodleian is concerned, now it's the only one of the three that you have almost complete access to. But again, there is so much there that we don't even know what is there. And it's all handwritten and all in scrolls, and it's not given over to... It's very painstaking to be able to decipher what is there. But you'll notice in the books of the Rishonim that have been republished in our time, especially over the last 50 years, almost every one of them is compared to a manuscript that comes from the Bodleian Library in Oxford in England. In 1179, the church... The church called a council. It was called the Lateran Council of 1179. And the council was allegedly called because of a heresy that existed in southern France, a heresy against the church. The heresy was called Albigenism, and it had to do with a different beliefs regarding the divinity of Jesus and the divinity of Mary and that whole problem. But it was a heresy, and it was directed against the Pope in Rome. The Pope called the council to excommunicate the heretics in southern France and to strengthen Christianity. However, the church council claimed that the Jews were behind the heresy. Because, as I mentioned to you, as we have discussed, the Jews were very strong in southern France and Provence, and they said it was the Jewish ideas and the Jewish society in southern France that created the heresy. Now, this charge will be repeated throughout the history of Christian Europe. Anytime there is a new movement that stands against the establishment, that stands against the church or against the government, or against the established way of doing anything, the Jews are behind it. That has lasted till communism in our time. There is no new movement in the history of Europe that the Jews will not be blamed for. And the Protestant Reformation is the greatest example, but there are hundreds, literally hundreds of other examples. The Jews are responsible for capitalism, they're responsible for socialism, they're responsible for communism, they're responsible for fascism. They're responsible for every movement that came to undermine the establishment. Oliver Cromwell expelled the Jews because they were royalists, and the royalists killed the Jews because they were on the side of